From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Even as there are indications the Federal Reserve stands ready to boost its bond buying in an effort to further juice the economy, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says policymakers are wrestling with the size of such a program. Speaking at a Fed conference in Boston today, Bernanke also said the Fed is working to craft a plan to lift inflation slightly from its current low levels amid fears deflation, an even more worrisome condition, could take hold.
The risk of deflation is higher than desirable. Given that monetary policy works with a lag, the more relevant question is whether the situation is forecast to continue.
Deflation occurs when prices start to fall and keep falling, with consumers sitting on their hands feeling prices may fall even further. The Fed is looking to lower long-term interest rates in order to stimulate buying and spending and help drive down unemployment. The Pentagon, after analyzing documents leaked by the WikiLeaks website earlier this year, says it does not appear to jeopardize any U.S. intelligence or sensitive military operations. That's according to a letter written by Defense Secretary Robert Gates. National Security Correspondent Rachel Martin says the documents have raised concerns about national security.
In the letter dated August 16th, Secretary Gates responds to questions about the WikiLeaks documents raised by Senator Carl Levin, the chair of the Armed Services Committee. Gates says an initial Pentagon review shows that the documents focus mostly on day-to-day military operations and have not revealed any significant national intelligence secrets. The letter confirms that the documents name Afghan civilians who may have ties to the U.S. military operation and the Taliban threats made against some of those names. That, Gates says, is something that could pose a risk to U.S. national security interests. WikiLeaks has said they plan to release thousands of other documents, and in the letter, Gates says the Pentagon is developing a plan to deal with that possibility. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama and Vice President Biden were in Delaware today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports they were helping the Democrat who's campaigning for Biden's old Senate seat.
This is a year when dozens of Democrats are in danger of losing their seats to Republicans. But the Delaware Senate race does not seem to be in that category. Democrat Chris Coons is running almost 20 points ahead of Republican Christine O'Donnell. Still, President Obama warned people against becoming complacent.
I want everybody to be clear. There is no doubt this is a difficult election. It is difficult here and is difficult all across the country. And although I think Chris has so far run an extraordinary race, I don't want anybody here taking this for granted. This is a tough political environment.
Although none of the speakers mentioned Republican Christine O'Donnell by name, Delaware Senator Ted Kaufman referred to Coons as a witch slayer. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
Stocks trading in a narrow range at week's end. Investors balancing encouraging news about retail sales with concerns about banks amid new questions about the foreclosure process. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 31 points to close at 11,062. The Nasdaq was up 33 points today. This is NPR. Federal officials are announcing what they say will be a major investigation into Chinese trade practices. U.S. Representative Ron Kirk saying today the probe comes amid concerns those practices may be costing American jobs, including jobs in so-called green technology in fields such as clean energy of solar and wind power. The United Steelworkers Union earlier this month filed a 5,800-page petition alleging unfair practices on the part of the Chinese. That includes government subsidies the union maintains give Chinese firms an unfair advantage over U.S. companies. France faces more mass demonstrations by opponents of the government of President Nicolas Sarkozy. This weekend's major highways will be blocked by a trucker strike. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Marseille, Rennes, Chinon, Bourg, Saint-Denis, Paris, of course, and scores of other cities found their streets blocked by chanting lycée or high school students who vowed to shut down France's education system and as many of its cities as possible. Now, all of France's refineries are closed and the dockers in the main port of Marseille are moving toward a third week of blockages, both in protest of the retirement reform and of privatization of the port. Many gas stations in the west of France have run out of fuel due to panic buying, despite government assurances that there is enough fuel on hand to last a month. Interior Minister Brice Hortefeux urged police breaking up barricades to use restraint. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Major recall from General Motors, which says notices are going out to roughly 300,000 owners of the automaker's popular Chevrolet Impala. The recall is to fix seat belts, GM says, could fail to restrain front-end occupants in the event of a crash. It covers 2009 and 2010 model Impalas in the U.S. and Canada. There were no reports of any injuries related to the issue. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.